जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। जय ओम विष्णु पाद ब्रह्म गुरुराज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस सभी चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter number 18, entitled The Battle Between Lord Bore and Hiranyaksha. Text number 2. Dadarsha tatra vihitam dharadharam Pronniyamana navin agradamshtraya Mushnantamakshna swarusho runashriya जहास चाहो वनगोचरो मृग ददर्श तत्राभिहितं धराधरं प्रोन्नीयमानानवनिमग्रदंष्ट्रया मुष्णन्तमक्ष्णा स्वरुचोरुणश्रिया जहास चाहो वनगोचरो मृग ददर्श तत्राभिहितं धराधरं प्रोन्नीयमानानवनिमग्रदंष्ट्रया मुष्णन्तमक्ष्णा स्वरुचोरुणश्रिया जहास चाहो वनगोचरो मृगः। ददर्श तत्राभिहितं धराधरं प्रोणीयमानानम निमग्रदं श्रया मुष्णन्तमक्ष्णा स्वरुचोरुणश्रिया जहास चाहो वनगोचरो मृगः ततस्ततराभिजितम् प्रोणीयमानानवनिमग्रदं श्रया मुष्णन्तमक्ष्णा स्वरुचोरुणश्रिया जहास चाहो वनगोचरो मृग. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ही सा देयर द ऑल पावरफुल पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इन हिज बोर इनकारनेशन बेरिंग द अर्थ अपवर्ड ऑन द एंड्स ऑफ हिज टस्क्स एंड रॉबिंग हिम ऑफ हिज स्प्लेंडर विद हिज रेडिश आईज. The demon laughed. Oh, an amphibious beast. Purport. In a previous chapter, we have discussed the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead as Varaha, the boar. While Varaha, with his tusks, engaged in uplifting the submerged earth from the depths of the waters, this great demon Hiranyaksha met him and challenged him, calling him a beast. Demons cannot understand the incarnations of the Lord. They think that his incarnations as a fish or boar or tortoise are big beasts only. They misunderstand the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in his human form, and they deride his descent. In the Chaitanya Sampradaya, there is sometimes a demoniac misconception about the descent of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's body is spiritual, but demoniac persons consider the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be material, just like ours. Avajananti mam mudha. Persons who have no intelligence deride the transcendental form of the Lord as material. Om ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणार्घुनाधन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते. तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे.
हरे कृष्ण. सो इन दिस चैप्टर लॉर्ड बोर एंड हिरण्याक्ष आर फाइटिंग एंड देन लॉर्ड बोर वराहदेव इज डिलीवरिंग मदर अर्थ. प्रभुपाद इज वेरी नाइसली राइटिंग द परपोर्ट. व्हेन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड डिसेंड्स एज ए बोर और ए टॉर्टोइस और फिश, मीनावतार, मत्स्यावतार, Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar. So people ridicule him. Many people misunderstand him to be ordinary. And Prabhupada says, they misunderstand the body of the Supreme Lord even in his human form. Even in his human form, they deride his descent. So when the Supreme Lord especially comes in the form of a human being, has the opportunity to relate to the Supreme Lord, okay? If he comes in the form of Varahadeva or Nrisimhadeva, etc., a common man cannot relate to him so much. But when he comes in the form of a human being as Ram or Krishna, people could relate to him more. Right? Prabhupada writes like this in one of the purports of the 10th canto. So, but still, many people, they relate to him as a human being and consider him as an ordinary human being. Okay, why? Because sometimes while playing the role of a human being, the Supreme Lord also sometimes exhibits some faults. Faults means sometimes he becomes angry, sometimes he becomes lusty, right? So these are all apparent faults that are exhibited by the Supreme Lord while he is playing the part of human being. But all these are not faults. Right, his anger is not fault. His lust, one should not see it as lust. Okay, he should see with the vision provided by all the scriptures. So there are 18 principal faults that a human being can exhibit, and some of those faults even Krishna or Ram also exhibit when they are playing the role of human beings. But according to the acharyas, these are not faults. When Supreme Lord is exhibiting those apparent faults, we should understand that they are very special characteristics of the Supreme Lord. They are ornaments of the Supreme Lord's character. Right? They are not faults actually. When Lord Ram is lamenting for Mother Sita, like any other ordinary husband of this material world, it is not a lamentation. It is not a material lamentation like an ordinary husband. It is actually spiritual vipralamba bhav. Okay. When Krishna is stealing butter, becoming greedy for butter, or doing a lot of mischief, stealing garments of gopis. So these are all not mundane activities of any common child, naughty child. They have very high spiritual meaning behind it, background behind it. So this month being Kartik month, so we will discuss one of those beautiful pastimes, Damodar Leela, which we are celebrating every day by worshipping Yashodamai and Damodar. And as a part of this festival, we daily recite this Damodar Ashtakam. So I thought of discussing the deeper meaning of this Damodar Ashtakam in this today's session, right? So this Damodar Ashtakam is actually found in Padma Puran. It is written by Satyavrata Muni. It is spoken by Satyavrata Muni in a conversation between with Saunaka and Narada Muni. And Sanatana Goswami writes a tika called Digdarshini Tika on this Damodar Ashtakam. He says that this prayer, Damodar Ashtakam, is a Nitya Siddha prayer, eternally perfect prayer. So prayers are also Nitya Siddha. There is sadhana siddha prayer, means sadhakas also can offer some prayers, but here is a prayer which is offered by a nitya siddha, and the prayer itself is nitya siddha. It manifested through the Satyavrata, through Satyavrata Muni, and is capable of attracting Damodar, Krishna. Actually, prayers reveal the hearts of great souls. When a great soul, when a great devotee offers a prayer, that prayer manifests his heart. Through that prayer, we can understand the heart of that devotee. So in this beautiful prayer, Damodar Ashtakam, we can understand Satyavrata Muni's heart, what he is saying. He is desiring that this beautiful Balagopal form of Krishna should always manifest in his heart. And he should be always seeing that form, Sakshat Darshan also. So these are certain desires of Satyavrata Muni. So this whole 8 verses Ashtakam is a revelation of the glorious aspiration of Satyavrata Muni. So we begin with the first verse.
Namam Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhrajamanam Yashodabhiyo Lokaladhavamanam Paramrishtamatyanta Todhrutya Gopyam.
So this first verse is the Mula Shloka. There is a longest explanation of this first verse compared to other verses. So this verse begins with Namami. So this beautiful verse is explaining various features of the Supreme Lord's personality. His Tattva Visesha, His Rupa Visesha, His Parivara Visesha, His Leela Visesha, they are all explained in this verse. So this is called the Mula Shloka.
So before beginning, Satyavrata Muni offers obeisances. Namami, I offer my obeisances.
So this is like Mangalacharan, auspicious invocation.
He offers obeisances with devotion.
Before I, oh my dear Lord Damodar, before I describe your Leela Visesha, Tattva Visesha, Parivara Visesha, Prema Visesha, etc., I first offer you obeisances.
Namami.
And Namami, after that, he says Ishwaram. Namami Ishwaram. And this whole Ashtakam is meant for glorification of Damodar Leela, which is a sweet incident that is happening between a child, Krishna, Damodar, and his mother, Yashoda Mai. And if you see, the entire Leela is enacted to prove that Krishna is controlled by the love of his devotees. And in this verse, Satyavrata Muni is saying, Namami Ishwaram. First he is saying that Krishna is Ishwaram, supreme controller. Well, the pastime is exhibiting Krishna's being controlled by a devotee. In the beginning only, Satyavrata Muni says, Krishna is the supreme controller. So that is the tattva of the Supreme Lord. Although he is controlled by his devotees, he remains the supreme controller. Although Krishna is crying in front of Yashoda Mai, just like any other ordinary child would cry in front of his mother when mother is chastising, Krishna still remains the supreme personality of Godhead. So Ishwaram, one cannot consider Krishna an ordinary child. So he is declaring right in the beginning, Namami Ishwaram. Krishna is Ishwar. Okay, I am offering obeisances to him. That's how I begin the prayer.
So Namami Ishwaram.
So Ishwara indicates the Tattva Visesha of the Supreme Lord. Yesterday also we were discussing this pastime and philosophy, both are presented together. So somebody questions, if 10th canto is so confidential, why Prabhupada has given the commentary of 10th canto before he released other cantos? Right? First Krishna book comes out, then all the other cantos of Bhagavatam came out. Because Prabhupada presented the pastimes of 10th canto with a lot of philosophy, a lot of explanation, so that any reader can digest it. If he presents purely pastime, and people cannot make out, oh, what is this? This small child is doing all these mischievous activities. So it's stuck to that much only. Right? Without reading 9 cantos, if you directly jump to 10th canto and read Krishna's childhood pastimes or other Madhurya pastimes, one gets bewildered. So Prabhupada presented these 10th canto pastimes along with a lot of philosophical explanation. So here, although the discussion of Damodar Leela is going on, Satyavrata Muni is beginning with Tattva Visesha, Ishwaram. Krishna is Ishwara. And by invoking this Namami word, by invoking auspiciousness through this word Namami, he is actually seeking blessings of Damodar. He wants Damodar to empower him to offer this prayer. Even prayers are also offered to the Supreme Lord by Lord's empowerment only. In the fourth canto, when all the demigods are offering prayers to the Supreme Lord who manifests himself in Daksha sacrifice, there is one beautiful verse spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. Right? One can offer prayer to the Supreme Lord only by the empowerment given by the Supreme Lord. So Satyavrata Muni is seeking that empowerment before offering this prayer. So Ishwara has three characteristics. Satyavrata Muni is indicating there is one characteristic called Sarvashaktimanta. So Ishvara is Sarvashaktimanta, so he is endowed with all potencies. He is Jagateka Natha, he is the only Lord of entire universe. And he is Nija Prabhu, my own master. So Satyavrata Muni offers obeisances to Ishvara, Krishna, Damodar in his three capacities as Nija Prabhu, Jagateka Natha and Sarvashaktimanta. So Lord manifests himself in that form that embodies eternal existence. Now the Tattva Vishesha continues with the next word also. Namami Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam. So Supreme Lord Krishna is Satchidananda. So Satchidananda is also his Tattva Vishesha. He is eternal. He is full of knowledge. He is full of bliss. That is also his Tattva Vishesha. And it also indicates Rupa Vishesha. Satchit Ananda Rupam. His form is made of Satchit and Ananda, not made of earth, water, fire, or ether, like ordinary conditioned soul. So the Satchidananda could indicate the Tattva Vishesha also and the Rupa Vishesha of the Lord also. So there are two kinds of characteristics of Supreme Lord. One is Mukhya Lakshan, second is Gauna Lakshan. The primary characteristics and there is secondary characteristics. So primary characteristic of the Supreme Lord is to be Satchit Ananda. And secondary characteristics are his beauty, strength, etc. So Krishna is the source of all incarnations, right? Yete jamsa kalah pumsa, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. So that is his supreme controllership as Ishvara and Satchidananda Rupam, they remain intact. Although he is playing the part of some pastimes. Now this Varahadeva episode is going on. So it is said that within each sweat pore of Varahadev, each sweat pore of Varahadev cannot be filled with all the oceans existing. If you take all the water in all oceans and put in Varahadev's one sweat pore, it cannot fill. That is the huge form of Varahadev. And in Gokul, Yashoda Mai picks up one bucket of water and bathes Krishna. And he is the source of incarnations. And he is one of the expansions, Varahadev. Right? So Krishna remains Ishwaram, whatever simple pastimes he may be enacting in Vrindavan. So now we enter the next line. Namam Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam. See, this Lasat Kundalam word is indicating his Rupa Vishesha. So Krishna's super excellence of his enchanting beauty is called Rupa Vishesha. So there are so many ornaments which Krishna wears. There is a pearl necklace there, there is some waist belt, there are anklets, and then there are bracelets, and there are earrings. So many things are there. But Lasat Kundalam, this kundal is specifically mentioned here because this kundal is so fortunate among all the ornaments of Krishna because they have the opportunity to constantly kiss the cheeks of Lord Damodar. Right? So Krishna is running all around Gokul and then all these kundals are just swinging like this and constantly kissing him. Right, so they are very special. That's why Satyavrata Muni use it. Namami Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam. That is the Rupa Vishesha of the Lord. Then, and of course, Krishna is the ornament of all ornaments. Yan Martya Lilo Paikam Swayoga Mayabalam Darshayata Grihitam Vismapanam Swachcha Sobhagarde Param Padam Bhushana Bhushanangam. He is the ornament of all ornaments. Ornaments become beautiful when Krishna wears them. It's not that Krishna would become beautiful by wearing ornaments. Okay. So this ornament is specifically beautiful, right? Of all the ornaments of Krishna, Kundala become more attractive, most beautiful. Okay, because they are constantly kissing the cheeks of Krishna. So ornaments become more beautiful. We have this one beautiful verse from this Suprabhatam. Abhirama Gunakara Dasharade Jagadeka Dhanurdhara Dhiramate Raghunayaka Rama Ramesha Vibho Varado Bhavadeva Dayajalade. So here Lord Ram is described as Abhirama Gunakara. He is the reservoir of all good qualities. So Lord Ram is the touchstone that can verify all qualities. When Lord Ram exhibits certain quality, the quality is glorified, not Lord Ram. Okay, because Lord Ram exhibited this quality of being righteous or whatever, that righteousness is glorified to the maximum possible extent because Lord Ram exhibited it. If someone else also exhibits righteousness. Righteousness is not glorified. The person is glorified. But the qualities become more glorious when Ram exhibits. Similarly, ornaments become more glorious and beautiful when Krishna wears them. So that is the Rupa Vishesha of this Lord. Lasat Kundalam. Next, Parivara Vishesha. Gokule Bhrajamanam. Gokule Bhrajamanam means Krishna is performing such resplendent pastimes in Gokul. So Bhrajamanam means this is a very fitting place. The most befitting place in the entire cosmic manifestation for Krishna's pastimes is Gokul. That's why Gokule Bhrajamanam indicates the Parivara Vishesha of Krishna. Because all his family is there. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, Balramji, Rohini, and the entire Vajavasi community is the family of Krishna. All the gopas, gopis, cows, birds, peacocks, monkeys, so many. That is the Parivara Vishesha of the Lord. That is Gokul is Krishna's Parivar. That is the Parivara Vishesha. Gokule Bharajamanam. Moreover, he is splendorous because only in Gokul does he manifest his Svabhavika Shobha. Svabhavika, the natural characteristics of his brilliance, Shobha. They are exhibited only in Gokul. That is the Parivara Vishesha of the Lord. Nowhere else this kind of pastimes would exist. Even in Vaikuntha planets also they don't exist. Even in Dwaraka and Mathura also they don't exist. What to speak of other planets. So they are existing only in Gokul. Next, last two lines of the first verse. That is, Yashoda Bhiya Ulukhalad Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya. These two lines indicate the Leela Vishesha of the Supreme Lord, of Damodar. So Leela Vishesha means the super excellence of Krishna's pastime. And here, in this case, the pastime is Damodar Leela. So Yashoda Bhiya, out of fear of Mother Yashoda, Ulukhalad Dhavamanam. So Dhavamanam, he started running. Ulukhalad means he was actually sitting on a upside down grinding mortar and distributing monkeys, beautiful, the tasty butter that Yashoda Mai had churned. And as soon as he saw Mother Yashoda approaching him from behind, and later she immediately manifested in front of Krishna with a stick, Krishna became very fearful. He just jumped from that wooden grinding mortar and started running. Right? So Yashoda Bhiya, because of the fear of Mother Yashoda. Ulukhalad Dhavamanam. Then, Paramrishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya. Paramrishtam Atyantato. And Mother Yashoda is running behind Krishna with greater speed to catch Krishna. Right? So, that is the Saundarya Vishesha of Mother Yashoda. Here, in the beginning of the 9th chapter, Damodar Leela, 10th canto, 9th chapter, Sukadeva Goswami describes the beauty of Mother Yashoda, various attributes of her beauty while she was churning butter for Krishna, her beloved Krishna. So when Yashoda Mai is running behind Krishna also, as that painting shows, when her malati flowers were falling off and she was getting perspiration and her hairs are getting disarrayed and then she was becoming tired, she is unable to catch up with the speed of Krishna. So while she is running, that is very graceful and beautiful. So this chasing scene is actually explaining the Saundarya Vishesha of Mother Yashoda also in entire Damodar Leela. Krishna's Balya Leela in Gokul are actually most special. They are never seen anywhere else. Right? Each episode is like a condensed nectar and very unimaginable, and the least expected thing would happen in Gokul. How can the Supreme Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, behave like this? How can he cry? How can he run away from a simple cowherd lady? Or extreme mercy also is shown. We have this beautiful verse from Putana episode. Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam vandhyabhyam loka vanditaihi angam yasya samakramya bhagavanapi tatstanam yatudhanyapi sasvargam avapajananim gatim Krishna Bhukta Sthanakshira Kimugavoru Matara. So Padbhyam Bhakta Hridistabhyam Vandhyabhyam Loka Vanditaihi. So that lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, which are actually manifested and carried by great souls within their hearts eternally, those lotus feet are embraced by Putana, पद्भ्याम भक्त हृदिस्तभ्याम वंध्याभ्याम लोकवंदित अंगम यस्य समाक्रम्य एंड कृष्णा इज एम्ब्रेसिंग पूतना. पूतना सेज लीव मी चाइल्ड आई कैनॉट कैरी यू एनी मोर ओके आई वॉन्ट टू गेट ऑफ यू नो गेट अवे फ्रॉम यू. देन कृष्णा इज नॉट लीविंग, कृष्णा इज जस्ट टाइटली एम्ब्रेसिंग हर. ओके सो दैट इज द एक्सट्रीम मर्सी दैट कृष्णा शोस इन गोकुल. ओके सो वी कैनॉट एक्चुअली intellectually understand all this with certain logics, all the pastimes that Krishna is exhibiting. How can this demon, which caused such great havoc in Vrindavan, get this kind of destination? Krishna is extremely merciful. And the extreme mercy, the krupa of Krishna is manifested in this beautiful leela, Damodar leela. So after describing the saundarya vishesha of Mother Yashoda also in this first verse, Satyavrata Muni takes us to the second verse. Actually, the pastime, the second verse is actually completely describing the Leela Vishesha of the Lord. The details of Leela are given. But to give a smooth transition from first verse to second verse, we discuss little details of Damodar Leela also. So, quoting from Vaishnava Toshni, Sanatana Goswami explains in his Digdarshini Tika that Damodar Leela actually took place on a Diwali day. One day, on Diwali day, all the maid servants of Mother Yashoda, she is the queen of Gokul, and she had 9 lakh cows. To tend 9 lakh cows, how many servants are needed? Mother Yashoda actually had unlimited servants, maid servants in her house. But all of them are engaged in various activities. Preparations for Indra Puja. At that time, Govardhan Puja was not yet introduced. Indra Puja was going on. They were preparing. And Yashoda Mai was constantly hearing so many complaints from all the ladies, gopis of Vrindavan. She thought, because the butter I make in my house is not tasty, Krishna is going and stealing butter from someone else's house, from other gopis' house. So I should personally churn the butter and feed to Krishna, and that's how I would stop his stealing. That was Yashoda Mai's intention. With that intention, she started churning butter. Then Krishna got up and Krishna caught the churning rod and did not allow Mother Yashoda to continue in her churning process because he was hungry for her milk. So Yashoda Mai nicely picked up. Yashoda Mai didn't pick up Krishna. Krishna immediately climbed on the lap of Yashoda Mai because a sadhaka has to invite Krishna. Edam asanam, Krishna Namaha, please take this prasadam, bhoga. Sadhaka has to do that. But Yashoda Mai's lap is Krishna's property. He need not be invited. So he need not be given asan. Krishna would just immediately climb on his own in her lap and then start taking milk from her. So he was doing that. And then there is in the stove, in the kitchen, the boiling milk was overflowing. And Yashoda Mai had to attend to it. And she left Krishna there. And Krishna became very unhappy and angry. And he started breaking a pot and took the butter and distributed to the monkeys, and Yashoda Mai finally caught Krishna. Okay, that's where we stop after the first verse. Now the second verse begins. Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam rujantam karam bhoja yugmena satankanetram muhushvashvakam patri rekhanka kanta sthita graivadamodaram bhakti baddham. So Rudantam, Krishna started crying. Muhu, constantly crying. Muhu means constantly. He is constantly crying. Netra yugmam mrijantam, he started rubbing his eyes. Netra yugmam, two eyes, he started rubbing with his karambhojam yugmena. His netra yugmam is being rubbed by his karambhoja yugmam. So he has two hands, with his two lotus hands, he started rubbing his two lotus eyes. This is to show the infant pastimes. It is very natural for children, when they are crying, they just do like this. Okay, so it is very natural. And in Krishna's case, he wanted to attract the sympathy or empathy of Mother Yashoda, and then he started crying. Whether tears are coming or not, at that point, we don't know. He started crying, and then to produce more tears. There were little tears. To produce more tears, he started crying more. He started rubbing them. Then, Rudantam Muhur Netra Yugmam Rudantam Karambhoja Yugmena. And these tears, one acharya explains them as kind of false tears because Krishna cannot shed tears. Okay, he was running as if fearful, not actually fearful. And another perspective is Amrisha Ashru. Mrisha Ashru, Amrisha Ashru. So the same verse by Sukadeva Goswami can be read in two ways. They were false tears, they were not false tears also. Because Krishna was crying before Yashodamai caught him, Yashodamai left him and then went to the kitchen. Then Krishna was actually crying. And there is absolutely no one. The test for the integrity of a person is what he does when no one is around him. When no one was around him, Krishna was crying, shedding tears. So his tears were natural. His tears were not false. They were true tears. They are Amrishashru. Right? So that is Jiva Goswami's explanation. So he was crying. Sa Atanka Netram. His netram, his eyes were filled with fear. Sa Atanka Netram. Then Muhushvasva Kampa Trirekhanka Kanta. Muhushvasva means Krishna is crying again and again and again. So, and Muhushvasva, constantly breathing. So when somebody is so much in anxiety, his breathing becomes faster. And his swasa is becoming faster. One of the expansion of the expansion of his expansion, Mahavishnu, he breathes out, millions of universes will come out. Right? Yashseika nisvasita kalamata valambhya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. So many millions of universes are coming out of his breathing, of Mahavishnu. He's an expansion of Krishna. What to speak of this breathing of Krishna? He is breathing so fast and only tears are coming and he's not attracting any compassion of Mother Yashoda. That is Krishna's relationship with his devotees. In terms of material creation, Krishna is like Swarat and he is the source of all millions of universes. There is no compromise there of his supremacy. But here his supremacy is not even acknowledged. You keep crying, I'll chase you with my stick. That is Yashodamai. So Krishna surrenders himself completely in front of devotees, like Yashodamai. He was hoping for the natural empathy and he was hoping that Mother Yashoda would not punish him with that stick. But no use. He is continuing to be Atanka Netram, Muhushvasva. Then Kampa means trembling. High grade. he is trembling and breathing very heavily. So this person, he can strike terror in the heart of fear personified. Yad bibheti svayam bhayam. Even fear personified is fearful of Krishna. And all the controllers of all directions, great demigods, they are fearful of Krishna. And here he is fearful of Mother Yashoda. So he is kampa, trembling. And by his smile, he can vanquish the ocean of distress of all conditioned souls. Hasam hare ravanata akhira lokativra shokashru sagara visoshana matyudaram sammohanaya rajitam nijamaya asya bhrumandalam munikrite makaradhajasya. With his smile can vanquish the ocean of tears that are shed by the conditioned souls. But here he is shedding an ocean of tears out of fear of Mother Yashoda. Muhusvasva kampa trirekhanka kantha. And this is also Saundarya of Krishna. His neck is marked with three lines. They are very attractive. Trirekhanka kantha stitagraivam. He is wearing a beautiful pearl necklace around his neck. Damodaram bhakti baddham. This is the key word in this verse. In fact, in the entire Damodara Ashtakam, Krishna is bhakti baddham. Here, bhakti baddham means, actually Damodar means that personality whose udara, whose belly is bound by a rope. But he is the Damodar, actually, that Dama is what? That is the love, that bhakti of Mother Yashoda. That Dama is equal to bhakti, bhakti baddham. Okay? So Krishna's quality of coming under the control of his devotees is exhibited in this pastime. And that is, that characteristic of Krishna is nicely captured in this one word, bhakti baddham. Krishna is bhakti baddham. So there is a proof. This is the proof that Krishna is controlled by his devotees. This Damodar Leela is a proof that Krishna is controlled by his devotees. So Yashoda, the word Yashoda means giver of fame. Yashoda. Yasha means fame. Yashoda means one who gives fame is Yashoda. And why is she called Yashoda? she gave fame to Krishna that he is controlled by his devotees. So Yashoda increases the fame of Krishna. And how is Krishna famous? He is controlled. He is captured, he is captivated by the love of his devotees. That is how Krishna is popular. And who is causing that popularity for Krishna? Yashoda Mai. And how is it, where is it happening? In this Damodar Leela in Gokul. Svamata svinna gatraya visrasta kabarasraja drishtva parishramam Krishna kripaya asit svabandhane. Svabandhane. So Krishna allowed himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda out of his causeless mercy. Why? Drishtva parishramam. He saw the great labor that Mother Yashoda was doing. Drishtva parishramam Krishna kripaya asit svabandhane. And this Bhakti Baddham can also indicate Krishna's being controlled by Narada Muni's Bhakti. Yashodamai's Bhakti is one thing, and after Yashodamai binds him and then goes back to do her household duties, Krishna just drags that mortar and then takes it to the twin Arjuna trees and causes them to fall down, and Alakavera and Manigraha would come out. And when a sweet pastime between his mother, between himself and his mother is going on, why at all Krishna has to bother about some two demigods who are caught in some tree forms? Because he is controlled by the devotion of Narada Muni. Earlier, when cursing this Nalakavera and Manigriva, Narada Muni predicted that Krishna would deliver these two people. So Krishna delivered them. So Krishna is controlled by Narada Muni's bhakti also. That is also shown in this Damodar Leela. It is often said, this Mayavadi philosophers want to become one with God. Just for argument's sake, even if we consider that they become one with God, they become like God, still they are not superior to devotees. Prabhupada says, Mayavadis may become one with God, but devotee can become greater than God. Mayavadis cannot become greater than God. So here is Yashoda Mai, who is controlling Damodar. Here is Narada Muni, who is controlling Damodar with his love and affection. And Damodar is obliging to the desires of Narada Muni or Yashoda Mai. So, devotee is greater than God. Devotee is superior to God. Mayavadi may become equal to God, just for argument's sake. But still he cannot be superior to a bhakta. Bhakta is always superior. So, and Krishna wants to glorify his devotees more. Snigdha pravridhanasyamam sarva saundarya sangraham. So sarva saundarya sangraham means Krishna is the collection of all beauty. There is a lot of beauty in this material world. There is a lot of beauty in the spiritual world. The collection of, or the essence of all that beauty which is available in entire cosmic manifestation is there in Krishna. So that is the Krishna's beauty, physical beauty. Prabhupada, while writing a purport to that verse, he says, the beauty of Krishna is not just his being attractive. The beauty of Krishna is his beautiful character. What is the beauty of his character? He always wants to give credit to his devotees. He makes his devotees more glorious than himself. Krishna orchestrated the entire battle of Kurukshetra, and he made Arjuna hero. He remained a chariot driver only. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted this Sankirtan movement will spread in every nook and corner of this world, and Prabhupada did it. Right? So he gives all credit to his devotees, and he remains in the background. He maintains a low profile. That is the beauty of his character. That's why he is Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. And here, in this Damodar Leela, he is making Yashodamayi greater than himself. This whole Damodar Leela is a glorification, is a testimonial for Yashodamayi's devotion. She is glorified more. And we just read this verse, Svamata Svinnagatraya Visrasta Kavarasraja Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Krupayasi Svabandhane. When Yashodamayi was trying to bind Krishna with that rope, it was always falling two fingers, too short. So what was the those two fingers represent? Those two represent Krupa and Parishrama, the endeavor of a devotee and the mercy of Krishna. So the first finger represents devotee's sincere endeavor of love and unflinching determination to attain Krishna. So when we have to clap, both have to come together, and then the sound will come out. Similarly, devotee has to do parishram and come towards Krishna. And Krishna also has to reciprocate and show his mercy and come towards devotee. Then things happen. So those two fingers represent these two. Second finger represents Krishna's supreme mercy by which he agrees to be bound. Okay, Yashodamai's desire to serve Krishna and Krishna's desire to reciprocate with that service attitude of Yashodamai. So those are the two fingers. So Yashodamai's love and Krishna's willingness to be bound by her love. Evam sandarshita hyanga harina bhritya vashyata svavashena api krishnena yasyedam seshwaram vashe. And Krishna enacted this pastime to evam sandarshita, to show this, to exhibit this, to show off in front of everyone, in front of the entire cosmic manifestation, in front of the followers of all paths available, you know, in the whole Vedic spectrum. He wanted to show off in front of all of them. I am controlled by my devotee. Evam sandarshita hyanga harina bhritya vashyata. Bhritya vashyata. Earlier it was bhakti baddham, now it is bhritya vashyata. Bhakta vatsal is at one level. Bhakta vatsal means Krishna is affectionate towards his devotees. Bhakta vashyata means he is captivated by his devotees. He is giving more priority, more authority to the devotee. He is keeping himself under the mercy or jurisdiction of his devotee and acting according to their desire. That he wants to show off. That he wants to exhibit and declare to all the people. Evam sandarshita hyanga harina bhritya vashyata. Sa vashena api krishnena yasyedam seshwaram vashe. So Krishna is svavashena. He is under his control. No one else can control him. And all the other controllers, sa ishwaram, yasya idam ishwaram vashe, in the entire universe, and all the controllers of the universe are under the control of Krishna, and he is under no one's control, but he is controlled by his devotee. To show this, Krishna enacted this pastime. That is Mother Yashoda's position. Nevam virincho nabhavo nashri rapyanga samshrayad, prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapta vimuktidad. Na imam virincho, this kind of privilege, this kind of position of controlling Krishna was not available even for Virinchi, Brahma. Na bhavo, Shiva also doesn't have this privilege. Na Shri Rapi Angasham Shrayat. Although Shri is so close to the body of the Supreme Lord, she also can never bind Krishna like this. Prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapta vimuktidad. The prasadam, the mercy that Mother Yashoda received was unavailable to Shri or Bhava or Virinchi. No one. Tam matvatmajam avyaktam martyalingam adhokshajam gopi ulukhale damna babandha prakritam yatha. So tam matva atmajam, considering Krishna to be her son, her dependent son, innocent son, naughty son, mischievous son, who needs to be disciplined, Yashodamai is just binding her, binding him. Gopi ulukale damna babandha prakritam yatha. As if he was an ordinary child, she is just binding. Only she could do that. No one else can do that. So that is the Leela Vishesha of the Supreme Lord, Damodar, which is explained in the second verse, third verse. Iti driksva leela bhirananda kunde swaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam tadiyeshitagneshu bhaktair jitatvam punah prematastam shatavriti vande. Itidrik svalilabhir. Itidrik means the leelas like this. Svalilabhir itidrik. So the leelas like this, leelas like Damodar leela, indicate what? Before indication, anandakunde swaghosham nimajjantam. Swaghosham here means all the associates of Krishna in Gokul. Swaghosham, they are his own companions, they are his own associates. Swaghosham nimajjantam anandakunde. Krishna is submerging all the associates, of all his associates in Vrindavan, into pools of ecstasy. Anandakunde. Kund means a lake. Anandakunda means a lake of bliss. So you go inside a lake and take bath. And here all the Vrajavasis are going inside the lake of Ananda and having pleasure, seeing Krishna enacting all these pastimes. So ghosham nimajjantam ananda kunde. Then akhyapayantam. Akhyapayantam means boldly declaring. Let everyone see and understand my position by seeing this leela, Damodar leela. So what is my position? I am controlled by my devotees. Krishna is boldly declaring this. Akhyapayanta means that. Even Swaghosham also. Ghoshan means an announcement, a bold announcement. Okay, in a bigger microphone, which can spread for thousands of miles, where millions of people can hear that announcement. So that is Swaghosham or Akhyapayantam. Krishna is declaring to the entire cosmic manifestation that I am controlled by my devotee. That's what Krishna's intention is in enacting this pastime. And who are those people whom Krishna is declaring specifically? Tadiyeshitagneshu bhaktairjitatvam. Tadiyeshitagneshu. There are some devotees who are attached to the tadiya, attached to the opulence of Krishna. Right? They are more attracted to Vaikuntha opulences. They are more attracted to Krishna's strength and power and fame, etc. So to them, oh, you are attached to my opulences? See, what is my opulences? Opulences. That is bhaktairjitatvam. I am conquered by my devotee. Bhakti Baddham, I am bound by my devotee. And Bhaktair Jitatvam, and what is other line? Bhurtya Vashyata. I am captivated by my devotees. I come under the control or the sway of my devotees' desires. This he wanted to declare to people who are attached to his majesty. Tadiyeshita Agneshu Bhaktair Jitatvam. Punaha Prematas Chetavriti Vande. So Satyavrat Muni is offering his obeisances. Punaha prematas shatavriti vande. I offer hundreds of times my obeisances to this beautiful Leela, where Krishna is declaring his quality of bhritya vashyata. So this indicates the guna visesha of the Supreme Lord. Third verse is the guna visesha. First verse has many viseshas, that is Leela visesha, then tattva visesha, then parivara visesha, then rupa visesha. Then second verse is elaboration of Leela Visesha. Third verse is specifically Guna Visesha. Because he was drowning all the Vrajavasis in the pools of ecstasy, Sva Leela, by enacting these Leelas. For example, gopis were sitting like that, and they go, Anandavrinda Jambu explains. So Krishna would go there, all the gopis would call him, Krishna, come here. If you dance, then we will give you one banana. So Krishna would dance and take that banana and become happy. Right? And if you just tell your name, you just show your father, we will give you some sweet. Krishna would do that. Some elderly gopis would ask Krishna, Krishna, bring that stool here. So Krishna, although he is a small child, he doesn't have much strength to lift that stool. So still he would do like this. Right? I can lift this stool. So like that he would just drag and then make a little endeavor to push that stool towards these gopis. So by this, he's immersing all the Vrajavasis in pools of ecstasy. That's why this word is used. Svaghosham nimajyantam anandakunde. That is the guna vishesha of Supreme Lord. Then, this akhyapayantam can also indicate that Krishna is declaring to the jnanis. Tadiyeshitagneshu. You are jnanis. You are attached to, my analyzing my energies. See, this is my greatest quality. All those energies, Sankhya, so these many elements, those many elements are there. You are attached to that. See, where am I absorbed? Okay, I am not attached to your approach towards me through jnana. I am attached to Yashodamai's approach towards me with a stick. Okay, that I appreciate more. So he is declaring to jnanis also. Darshayam stad vidam loka atmano bhritya vashyatam. Darshayam stad vidam loka atmano bhritya vashyatam. I am a bhritya vashyata. I am controlled by my devotees. I am giving darshan of this Leela to you so that you can understand me in right perspective. That's what Krishna is saying. So Satyavrata Muni is very beautifully describing this Guna Vishesha of Lord and offering obeisances to Damodar and this Leela with great love. So what all Krishna showed in this Damodar Leela, just to exhibit this quality of his being Bhakti Baddham or Bhritya Vashyata or Bhaktair Jitatvam, Krishna relinquished all his opulences, many of his opulences. He is Atmaram, means he is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything beyond himself for his satisfaction, but he becomes Tanyakam. He becomes desirous of milk from the body of Mother Yashoda. One, Atmaram, that I am not Atmaram, I am Tanyakam, he declared that. Then second, he is Purna Manoratha. He remained atripta. When Yashodamai left Krishna on the floor and then ran towards the kitchen, he remained atripta. He's always satisfied. and he has dissatisfaction here. Third, krodha. He is Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha and he manifested krodha, anger. When Yashodamai left him like that, he became dissatisfied and he became angry. And he broke the pot. He himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Trividham narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanah kama krodhas tatha lobha tasmat etatrayam tyajet. These three are doorways to hell. Kama krodhas tatha lobha. And all three of these he is exhibiting in his Leela, with Damodar Leela. Kama, stanyakam, he became desirous of milk. Krodha, he became angry when he didn't get sufficient milk. And greedy, he wanted to get more milk. So that he is exhibiting all of them. Kama yesha, krodha yesha, rajoguna samudbhavaha. These are the qualities of passion. Even in material mode of goodness, there is no kama, krodha and lobha. And he is vishuddha sattva vigraha. Beyond these three material modes, and then he is in shuddha sattva gun. And he is exhibiting this passionate quality. This is not normal passion, this is transcendental passion. So that is Krishna. He relinquished this opulence. Then fourth, so Lord's form, he can create fear in the heart of Yamaraj. He can create fear in the heart of Mahakala. Right? Yad bibheti svayam bhayam. He can create terror in the heart of fear personified. But he is extremely fearful of Mother Yashoda. Rudantam, he is crying. Then kampam, he is trembling. That also he relinquished. Right? Madbhayad vati vatoyam. So because of my bhaya only, wind blows. Because of my bhaya only, fire produces heat. So there are so many things. Because of Krishna's fear, so many things happen. But Krishna became fearful of Mother Yashoda. And no one can catch Krishna, yogis. They can meditate on Krishna for millions and millions of years, but they cannot capture Krishna in heart. And Yashodamayi is capturing Krishna with hand, directly, his right hand. So he relinquished that opulence also. And he's eternally blissful, Satchit Ananda. He's eternally blissful, but he's crying here, piteously, in this Leela. He relinquished that opulence also. Seven, he is the supreme controller, and his energies bind everyone. All the modes of material nature bind every living entity in this material world, conditioned souls. And Krishna is bound here. He has the ability to bind everyone and he is bound here and helplessly was standing like this. Till Nanda Maharaj came and released Krishna from his bonds, Krishna was tied only to the mortar. He could drag the mortar and go towards twin Arjuna trees, but he could never release himself. And no one could release himself, Krishna also. All the gopas tried, they could not untie that knot. That knot is made by Yashodamayi with pure Vatsalya Rasa. Another devotee who has Vatsalya of that level only can untie that knot. Only Nanda Maharaj could come and untie that knot. No one else could untie that knot, although they tried. And Krishna wouldn't allow that also. So that is the third verse. Fourth verse. From fourth verse onwards, Satyavrata Muni is expressing his desires. After glorifying Krishna's various viseshas, super excellences of his personality, he is expressing his desires. Varam deva moksham na moksha vadhim va nachanyam vrineham va reshadapiha idam teva purnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanye. So Satyavrata Muni says, Varam, please give me Varam. I want one benediction. Deva, oh Deva, Damodar. Moksham na, I don't want this benediction of liberation. I don't want moksha. Moksha vadhim va. Moksha vadhim means an eternal life in Vaikuntha. Okay, it's even superior to moksha. I don't want that also. Varam deva moksham na moksha vadhim va. Nacha anyam, I don't want any other benediction also. There could be so many other benedictions that are obtained by following the nine processes of devotional service also. I don't want that also. He rejected three kinds of benedictions. Moksha, moksha vadhim, nacha anya, all others. Vinehamva, vareshadapiha. Vareshadapiha means vara ishad. Although you are the best of all bestowers of benedictions, vara ishad. Vara isha means, vara is benediction. Varaisha means the person who can give best benedictions, who is known for his benedicting capacity. Although you are Varesha, I don't want these three kinds of benedictions. And what do you want?
Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam sada me manasya virastam kimanyaihi.
This beautiful form of Bal Gopal should always manifest in my heart.
Sada me manasya avirastam.
Avirastam means manifest.
Kimanyaihi. What is the need for any other benediction?
I want this Gopal form only, Bal Gopal form only.
Idam te vapur natha gopal. I want this Gopal nath only.
There are four kinds of naths. There is Jagannath in the east, there is Badrinath in the north, and there is Dwarkanath in the west, there is Ranganath in the south. But he wants Gopal nath in the center. That is UP's little center, Vrindavan.
Iha.
Iha means in this Vrindavan. That Gopal form which you exhibit in this Vrindavan dham, being controlled by Mother Yashoda, I want that form only, no other form. Because by being attached to this Nath, Gopal Nath, all other Nathas are included in this Nath. So, I am intelligent. Don't think that I am rejecting other Nathas and coming to this Natha only. All other Nathas are included in this Natha, Gopal Natha, the Supreme Natha. So finally, all boons of any kind are dismissed as having no value.
Kim anyaihi?
What else do I need? I don't need anything else. The reason is that Krishna is the essence of all existence, knowledge and bliss. He is Sachidananda Rupam. And attaining him, all other things are attained. Attaining Krishna, everything else is automatically and perfectly attained. By default, other things are also attained, and they are attained perfectly also. It's not that by attaining him, you will get a little bit of other things also. You will get all other things completely by attaining this. That is Krishna's form. And if Krishna is not attained, you may attain many other things, they are all useless. Kimanyaihi. They are rejected completely by Satyavrata Muni. Then in the fifth verse, he says,
Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilair vritam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya mohuschumbitam bimba raktadharam me manasya virastamalam lakshalabhai.
Idam te mukhambojam atyanta nilair. This fifth verse is an extension of fourth verse. The theme of these two verses is same only. He is repeating that. In a ashtakam of eight verses, two verses are having same theme. That shows how strong is his desire to attain this Bal Gopal form. So he is giving the details of the form of Bal Gopal, Damodar.
Idam te mukham bojam atyanta nilair.
This beautiful lotus face of Damodar is very bluish, atyanta nilair. Vritam means it is surrounded by kuntalaihi, with his hair, curly locks of hair. It is surrounded by beautiful locks of hair.
Snigdha,
very soft and glossy.
Raktaischa gopya.
Raktaish means it becomes reddish. That bluish form of Krishna, bluish face of Krishna, it becomes reddish. Why?
Gopya muhuschumbitam.
Gopya here is indicating Yashodamai. So Yashodamai is constantly kissing the cheeks of Damodar. That's why it is becoming reddish. The blue face is becoming reddish.
Raktaisya gopya muhu,
and muhuschumbita means she is constantly kissing the cheeks of Damodar. And see, there is absolutely no restrictions. When a small child is there, anyone can caress the child and then show affection to the child and kiss the child and embrace the child. What to speak of a mother? Mother has absolutely no restrictions, right? So it is, the child is the property of mother. Child is absolutely dependent on the mother. So whenever there is a big lightning in the monsoon season, when there is a lightning that appears in Vrindavan, Krishna becomes very terrified and then just runs towards Yashodamai and then hides between her legs and then embraces Yashodamai. He is totally dependent as a small child. So she is constantly showing him affection and embracing him and kissing him, and his face is becoming reddish because of that affection showed by Mother Yashoda. Blue face.
Muhuschumbitam bimba raktadharamme.
And Krishna's lips are also very reddish, like bimba fruit.
Bimba rakta dharammai.
Manasya virastam alam lakshala bhai. Let this beautiful form of Bal Gopal manifest in my heart.
Manasya Virastam, he said in the previous verse also. Sadame Manasya Virastam Kimanyehi. He is repeating the same thing. Manasya Virastam Kim Alakshalabhaihi. There may be lakhs of other benedictions. I don't want any of them. I want this only. So these two are like both same verses. First he said, Mukhambojam should manifest. Manasya Virastam. It should manifest in my mind or my heart. Once at least. He began like that. Then he said, Muhu. Again and again it should manifest. Then he said, Sada. Constantly it should manifest. So within just one or two verses only, his desire and longing for the association of Krishna is increasing. There are different gradations of his longing. So longing for the association of the Lord is in the heart is the best means to achieve him. How can one attain Krishna if one has longing for Krishna? His longing is seen in these two verses. Then he felt, Are, why, what am I asking? I am asking him to manifest in my heart. Why? He should manifest directly in front of my eyes only. So he felt like that. Then he spoke the sixth verse. This is a prayer for asking Sakshat Darshan, not Manasyavirastam. I realized Manasyavirastam is not sufficient for me. I will not be satisfied by seeing your form in the heart. I want to see directly in front of my eyes. He says that.
Namo Deva Damo Dharananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam Krupa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batano Grihanesha Mamagnam Ethekshi Drishya.
So, because Satyavrata Muni wants to put a proposal of Sakshat Darshan, okay, proposal for Sakshat Darshan, before that, to make the Lord's mood very conducive and favorable to fulfill his desires, he's taking so many holy names in this verse. Namo Deva, O Deva, O Deva who has Divya Rupa, O Lord of Divine Beauty, I have this desire, Deva. Damodara, first he said Deva, you are a Lord of Divine Beauty. Then he said Damodara. Damodara means you have the glorious quality. Not just beauty, he has a glorious quality of coming under the sway of pure devotee's love. We have the quality of bhakta vatsalya, bhakta vashyata, bhaktair jitattvam, bhakti baddham. So you are Damodar. Your form as Damodar is indicating all these characteristics of your personality. So I take this name. Then Krishna may question, how is it possible for you to see me? I know what you are about to propose, but how are you qualified to see me? Unless you have pure devotional service, I cannot show my form. Then Krishna says, I am Ananta. Okay, not Krishna says. Satyavrata Muni says, you are Ananta. You are unlimited and your form has no end. You can show me. Show your form to anyone and everyone. Okay, and you are inconceivable. Because you are inconceivable, you can be visible to eyes of anyone. It's out of your supreme will you can manifest. You can. Your mercy is my qualification. Please show me. Yourself to me. Then how can I come? I am somewhere in my Vaikuntha or in my Goloka. How can I come in front of your eyes? Then he says, you are Vishnu. You are all pervading. You are everywhere. You can manifest like this. Then I have some work. Someone is, I am engaged in some work. Krishna may say like that. Then he says, you are Isha. You are supreme controller. You are completely independent. You can independently use your free will to manifest in front of my eyes. Okay. Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho. You are the master. You are my master. He says that also. So please manifest in front of my eyes. So before requesting for Sakshat Darshan of Lord, those feelings of love which are arising from purity and potency of longing, Satyavrata Muni is putting this proposal. I want to behold your beauty by chanting these holy names. He is chanting the holy names and then putting this proposal for Sakshat Darshan. And why should I come? Why are you becoming so desperate? What are your qualifications? You spoke my qualifications to manifest in front of you. What are your qualifications so that I can come in front of you? He says, Prasida, my Lord, please, Prasida Prabhu, please show some mercy on me. Because Atidinam, Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanam. Kripa Drishti Vrishtya, please show your Kripa Drishti on me, merciful glance on me, because I am Atidinam, most fallen. Not just that. anugrahanes, anugrahan, dukkha jalabdhi magnam. I am immersed in a network of material miseries. Dukkha means misery. Jala, this is not jala, this is jala. Jala means network. I am immersed in a network of dukkha, network of miseries. Abdhi, and that jala is as good as a big ocean. I am immersed in the ocean of the network of miseries. Magnam, I am immersed there. So that is one qualification that I have. Second, atidinam, I am very fallen, very lowly person. Then third is agnam. On top of it, I am very ignorant. In the last line, he says, grihanese mam agnam edhi akshidrishche. I am very ignorant. So I am immersed in distress, I am very fallen, and I am very ignorant. So, with your anugraha, with your kripa drishti, akshidrishai, you manifest yourself in front of me. So my problems are compounded. I have so many qualifications. Right? I am immersed here. So please, you should show your mercy. Then, in the seventh verse, he says, he gives a case study. How can I show my mercy to you? If Damodar questions like that, you have earlier shown your mercy somewhere else also. Okay, although they are not qualified, you have shown mercy there. Similarly, you show me. That is seventh verse. Kuveratmajau baddha murtaiva yadvat tvaya mochitau bhakti bhajau krutau cha tatha prema bhaktim svakamme prayaccha namokshe graho mesti damodareha. He says kuveratmajau. Atmaja means son. Kuveratmaja means sons of Kuvera. Who are they? Nalakuvara and Manigriva. Kuveratmajo Baddhamurtaiva Yadvat Tvaya Mochitav. Although you are a Baddhamurti, Baddhamurti means you are bound by a rope by your mother. Although you are bound, you have released them from bonds. Okay, they are bound in the bodies of trees because of their mischief in front of Narada Muni. They were cursed to become trees. Although you are bound by your mother, you could release their bonds. Kuveratmajo Baddhamurtaiva Yadvat Tvaya Mochitav. You released their bonds. And you didn't stop there. You just did not release their bonds from tree bodies. Bhakti bhajav krutaucha. You have made them qualified for pure devotional service also. You have made them devotees. You released them from tree life and then you have made them devotee. How can a tree become pure devotee? Right? Only because of your mercy. You released them from the bondage of trees and bhakti bhajav krutaucha. Tatha prema bhaktim svakamme prayaccha. Similarly, that prema bhakti I also want. Svakam, that prema bhakti towards you, not prema bhakti towards anyone. Prema bhaktim svakam, me prayaccha, I want that. Na mokshe graho mesti damodareha. Na mokshe, I don't want liberation. Again, he emphasizes here. Earlier he said, I don't want moksha. And again he says, I don't want moksha. And this moksha includes personal liberation also. One, he doesn't want impersonal liberation, that is ruled out. And I don't want the other four liberations also. Sarupya, Sarishti, Salokya, Samipya also I don't want. I want only your darshan. Tatha prema bhaktim svakamme prayaccha na mokshe graho mesti damodareha. Oh, Damodar. So please, show your mercy on me the way you showed mercy to them. And later Satyavratmani considered, why did Nalakuvar and Manigriva get that kind of mercy from Lord Damodar? Because of his bhaktavatsalya. Because of his bhakti baddham. Narada Muni predicted that Nalakuvar and Manigriva will get mercy of Krishna. So, to get the mercy of Krishna, I need the mercy of a devotee. Satyavrata Muni realized here. Okay, I want the mercy of a devotee. Then only I will get mercy of Krishna. He realized it and then he was contemplating. Before that, just one small point. He rejected liberation. Okay. He was repeatedly rejecting liberation because liberation is such a disgusting state for a devotee that he doesn't want to take it. He's focused on service only. Even Prithu Maharaj's prayers, yesterday they were discussing, you know, so junior batch. Varan vibho tad varadheshwarad buddha katham vrinite grana vikriyatmanam ye narakanam api santi dehinam tanisha kaivalyapate vrinenacha. You are kaivalyapati. You can bestow liberation, you can bestow impersonal liberation, but I don't want Kaivalya. because it is as good as naraka. Ye narakanam api santi dehinam. It is as good as, it is meant for people who live in hell. Okay, devotee considers a state of liberation as hellish. That's why he doesn't want. And Mayavadis who aspire for that impersonal liberation are the lowest of those, that category. Whenever Mahaprabhu becomes very humble and then he wants to express his low state, he chastises himself as, he criticizes himself as, I am a Mayavadi. I am so lowly. I am like a Mayavadi. So he says like that, repeatedly in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? If someone wants to give a galley to himself only, he says, "Main kutta hu, I am like this, I am so useless, I am so fallen." He says, he describes himself in a very low position, right? So Mahaprabhu describes himself, whenever he wants to describe himself in a low position, he compares himself with a Mayavadi, out of his humility. Right? That is the degraded position of a Mayavadi who aspires for liberation. So that aspiration is condemned many times in Bhagavatam, impersonal liberation. So Satyavrata Muni, he recognized that to get Krishna's mercy, I need devotee's mercy. So he takes the devotee's name in the 8th verse. Who is that devotee through whom I should approach Krishna? The topmost devotee of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. He directly takes the name of Srimati Radharani in 8th verse. So directly he goes there. With her recommendation, he is obliged to show me mercy. That's why this prayer is Nitya Siddha. Namaste stodamne spuraditi dhamne tvadi yodaraya tha vishvasya dhamne namo radhikaya tvadiya priyaya namo nantalilaya divaya tubhyam. So, Satyavrata Muni is saying, here he offers obeisances to 4 things. 1. Namaste stu dhamne spuradipti dhamne. Namaste, I am offering obeisances to dhamne, that dhamma, that rope that is binding your belly. That also deserves obeisances. Spuradipti dhamne, that rope is the source of this entire Brahman effulgence. Okay, I want to offer obeisances to that rope. Tvadiya udarayata vishvasya dhamne. I offer obeisances to the rope that binds your belly and I offer obeisances to your belly also. Spuradhipti dhamne, tvadiyodarayartha vishvasya dhamne. And that belly which is bound by this dhamma is the dhamma of unlimited universes. Right? Namo tvadiya udaraya vishvasya dhamne. All the universes are right in his belly. And when he opened his mouth, Yashodama, he saw all those universes there. And Brahma, who belongs to one of those universes, he offered obeisances and he described Krishna as the source of all these universes. Tvadiyodarayat vishvasya dhamni. Then third line, namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai. So now I want the recommendation of Srimati Radharani because she is most dear to you. Srimati Radharani is not only dear to Krishna, namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai. Tvadiya priyayai means dear to Krishna. And tvadiya can also indicate Krishna's devotees. Srimati Radharani is dear to devotees of Krishna also. So such a glorious personality should give recommendation for me so that I can get mercy of Krishna. Namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai. Not just that, Krishna is Radha Prayan. He endeavors his best to please Srimati Radharani. That's how Rupa Goswami describes Krishna in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Radha Prayan Vidhur Jayati. Akhila Rasamrita Murti Prasmara Ruchirudha Taraka Pali. Kalita Shyamalayato Radha Prayan Vidhur Jayati. Krishna endeavors his best to please Srimati Radharani. And if Srimati Radharani recommends Satyavrata Muni, Krishna is obliged to accept him. He goes like that. Then Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. Namo Ananta Leelaya. Means Krishna performs unlimited pastimes. Devaya. Oh, Supreme Lord who performs unlimited pastimes, I offer my obeisances unto you, seeking your mercy. Here, this Ananta Leela can indicate the unlimited pastimes that Krishna performs, and it could also specifically indicate the Rasa Leela pastime. Because it is very confidential, he did not take that word Rasa Leela directly. Ananta Leela could indicate the Rasa dance, which is also unlimited. One fraction of second can become, you know, millions of yugas, and then Krishna performs Das Leela there. That is Ananta Leela. And multiple times he does it. That is Ananta Leela. So, the epitome of all Krishna's Madhurya pastimes is this Rasa Leela, and the epitome of all Krishna's Vatsalya pastimes is Damodar Leela. So, Satyavratamani is desiring to see Krishna's form as Lord Damodar, sada, constantly, in front of his eyes. That was his desire. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Damodarashtakam ki, Satyavratamani ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.